Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is India. How may I assist you?
Hi, India. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm just want to know, curious, what company you guys have?
Yes, sir. So we are a third-party call center. So we do help service over 100 different products. If you could provide me with your zip code, I can see exactly what we charge you for.
19111.
What's that first and last name?
And last name is Chowdhury.
And can you verify your shipping address?
And 1125 Gilham Street, Philadelphia, PA 19111.
Yes, sir. Now give me one brief moment while I take a look at your account, okay?
Sure.
شكرا شكرا وعليكم السلام قبل اسلام الله يسلمك امورك يا الله حبيبك الله يسلمك امورك الله يبارك فيك وعليكم السلام
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see where you have a Viera Dex and the testosterone Viera. Those charges are for the products that you had already received.
Well, I saw this on my card called me, and you guys charged me some 80. Hold on, let me tell you, $87, 84, 83 cents.
Yes, sir. So we tried to charge you twice, one for $89.65. That went through, but the $87.43 did not.
Okay, but what is the water?
It's for the testosterone Viera.
Can you explain to me more better, ma'am? What this does, this thing?
Sir, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm saying what they're for this product?
Yes, so they are male enhancement products. That helps build muscle mass. Helps build muscle gain.
No, ma'am. Actually, no. Cancel it. I don't get those things, and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. So do you remember purchasing this back on September the 30th, where you only paid the shipping and handling of $6.59 and $7.49?
Okay, that was the one time. That's not the main continued time you're going to charge me.
No, sir. Well, it was a one-time charge. That was only for the shipping and handling. If you didn't call and cancel within 14 days of your trial period, we billed you for the amount of the product and then sent you.
You see this? I this address I'm looking, I'm leaving it. I don't receive those items here either.
Yes, sir. So that is for what you had already received.
Because I give the address. This address is I don't receive any order of this.
You said this your address was 7630 Castor Avenue.
No, I tell you that my address is 1125 Gilham Street, 19111 zip code. When you ask me the address, I provide you my address. And now it says 7630 Castor. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. And how do you spell that first name?
The first name is spelled with the S, like a sister, A like apple, R like a Robert, W like a week, A like apple, R like a Robert. And the last name is Chowdhury.
And that's Chowdhury?
Yeah.
Okay, I have the first name is Tufayel.
Yeah, this is my younger brother.
Okay, yes, I have an account under that name. I don't have one.
Okay, So I have no idea. I'm living on this 1125 Gilham Street. I did not receive anything. I have no clue. But you guys keep charging me. I don't know. I need to cancel a whole thing, and I want a refund.
Yes, sir. So it was sent to 19152 Philadelphia.
No, 19111.
No, I'm stating that the account for the TUFAYEL Chowdhury, that's the address that I have on file, the 7630 Castor Avenue.
Okay, this is the wrong address you guys have.
Okay, yes, sir. Just give me one brief moment, okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Chowdhury, can you just give me one more brief second? I'm trying to get everything sorted out for you, okay?
Sure.
Yes, I do appreciate your patience. Just give me one more brief moment, okay?
Sure.
Okay, yes, sir. So I just have one quick question.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Is anyone email the chowdhury3038@hotmail.com?
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Okay, yes, sir. Because these products were purchased and then sent to that 7630 Castor Avenue address.
Okay, I have no clue, ma'am. No idea, because this address is not belong to me. But I need a solution. I saw you guys keep charging it. You guys gonna? I need to stop those things.
Okay, yes, sir.
I live in some place. Address was different place.
Yes, sir. I'm just asking, so did you make this purchase back in September, on September 30th, for the shipping and handling?
No, but the name is my younger brother's name on it. My email address, different address. We live 1125 Gilham Street.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, so you don't recall these purchases, correct? Oh, did your younger brother, could he have made this since the account is under his name?
Yeah, but he's living with me. I don't know why. This is like one of different restaurants. The address you, this is grocery or. I'm sorry. I know this whole block is grocery and a restaurant, and a pizza store. And he don't. I don't. He's not messing with me.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm just asking because if you did not make this purchase or your younger brother did not make this purchase, I can transfer you over to our fraud department and they can better assist you with this.
Okay, but in the meantime, I need to stop this payment.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So while I'm getting you transferred, I will go ahead and make sure that we won't be billed or sent any more of those products.
Okay.
Okay, so just allow me one brief moment. And I can get your information ready to be transferred over to them. And then, like I said, they can better assist you with this.
Okay, great.
Yes, sir. One brief moment. Okay, yes, I do have your information being forwarded over to that fraud department. And like I did say, they can better assist you with this.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yes, sir, and I do hope to get these issues resolved. Mm-hmm. So I'm transferring you right now, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I have to go on and ask me, okay? I'll be right back. Pizza da una botola stessa.